It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Hey, good morning and welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend, first weekend of December. Bob's back out of the woods and sitting in a chair 2 weeks in a row. So that's what it happens when you get a little venison in the freezer. That's a good thing.
That's right.
But I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, you sound about like I sound. The cold season's here. So time to get the Zicam and drink tons of orange juice.
Yep.
And
those little cutie oranges or tangerines or whatever they are, I'm jamming those like they're candy right now, trying to knock out this junk that I got. But I'll live through it. I have. So.
I think it's about time for the oranges to start showing up from Florida too.
Yeah, maybe. Yep.
Yeah.
Could
but,
be.
Boy, she got cold quick.
Yeah. Yes, it did. It was all of a sudden this week we had some like teens going on, and I had all the hoses in, so that was good, but I wasn't quite ready for it.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Getting those things unplugged.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have all frost-free spigots anyway, but
yeah, I do
you
too,
never know.
Right.
You never
but
know.
If the hose is still hooked to them, something's got to go somewhere.
And
right?
If it's, yeah, well, whatever.
Yeah.
So I have been predicting it's going to be a tough economy, and I confirmed it the other day. I talked to a fellow from Costco, and he said, yeah, we've stopped all hiring.
Yeah?
They're a big indicator because, I mean, that's a lot of volume.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they
and they're do, always they're, hiring.
Right. They do huge amount of volume. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway.
That's their whole play, low margin, high volume. And they, boy, you know, though, you... after church on Sunday, they open at 10, right? And church gets out about 10:30. So sometimes we'll drive, from church over to the Costco that's near there. And, lo and behold, that place is packed in the first half hour on a Sunday morning. I mean, like every car spot in the lot. And it's like, holy cow, these guys just plow out the dough. I've got a friend that works there as well. And he's heard many, many times it's their million-dollar days. At Costco,
wow.
That they'll sell $1 million worth of product out of the store every day.
When I was at Home Depot for a while there, we would have $500,000 days.
Yeah, yep.
That's big.
Yeah, it is. That's a lot of stuff. But think about it. You go there, and you know you don't ever come out of there less than $100. A lot of times it's
400. Yeah. 400 for me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think I'm going to do 2, and it ends up 4.
Yeah.
We've done $600 trips there.
Right, but you know what? You get a lot of stuff, and when you're feeding a lot of people, it's not all food, but most of the time that's what we focus on.
And I get all my meat from Sobeys, so it's not even meat.
Right, exactly. Yep.
I mean, I got some out of the woods this year, and I was just talking with my brother. He took a trip out to Montana and shot a big cow elk, and he's going to bring me some steak to our family Christmas.
Well, there you go.
Which is just in a couple weeks. He asked me if I wanted any meat, and I said no. I called him back this morning on my way into the studio, and I said, hey, when you come to Christmas— throw some of those steaks in the freezer because I love venison steak.
Right.
I mean, elk in particular,
mm-hmm.
which is a little better than whitetail.
Right.
And moose is a little better than elk.
Yeah.
And I don't think it gets any better than moose.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're a big animal, and they got a lot of it.
There's more, yeah.
Yeah.
He shot a cow, too, so it's imagine it's pretty tasty.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And, I shot a doe. And I canned the entire thing. I don't know if I talked about that last week or not, but that's a – I can't wait to have some. Everybody's all excited. No, I've never canned any. I want some of that. It's like, yeah, well, just go shoot one.
Yeah, right, and we'll can yours, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a young doe, but I'll tell you what. I sautéed. I cubed it. Well, I, of course, field dressed it, brought it back to camp the next day after my rifle hunt. Because the next day was rifle season, I skinned it and cut it up, had some lanterns out there at night, and I put it all in a cooler.
Ooh, those are some cold hands.
Yeah.
If you were cutting at night.
Yeah. And the deer had already cooled down.
Yeah.
So it wasn't going to warm me up in the process.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, I cubed that thing up when I got home the very next day, and sauteed it in my biggest cast iron, my 22-inch. You've got one too, a Lodge. And I used garlic EVO from Old World and fresh garlic and thyme from my garden. I went out. My thyme is still growing out in the garden.
Well, probably not now after the frost.
Well, yeah, good time to pick it if you're going to pick any. I've got a ton of it. But so I put fresh thyme and garlic and a little salt and some black pepper on it, sauteed it. I could not put it in the bowl. Every time I'd get one piece done, I'd just throw it in my mouth. And I'll tell you what, I must have ate a good half pound of of it that day when I was doing it. It was so delicious and so tender. And I was talking with my brother about that, and I said, I don't think I've ever tasted a deer as tasty as this. And he said, you know, I think the deer in Michigan are just getting better.
Yeah.
But I think also we process them better.
Well, it's a clean environment, and you're making sure all the silver skin and the hair and everything is gone, right? Yeah.
Oh, no, we love the hair.
Yeah, right.
No, but I think what I did by quartering it and bagging it, it was allowed to bleed out a lot better in a couple days.
Yeah.
And it's the blood that gives it that metallic taint, you know, you get that little taste of metal. If you can get that thing to bleed really well, you'll get rid of all that.
Yeah, and hang your head down and
well,
some time, yeah.
Or quarter it up and bag it and put it in a cooler.
Yeah.
Because we got a lot of coyotes anyway, and cougar, and I'd hate to lose it after all that work.
Yeah. Changing the subject a bit, over the holiday weekend, I had a couple cooks. I did a funeral celebration of life, and I did an anniversary game for a hockey club. And both of them wanted butts. We spoke a little bit earlier about it being really cold out. And I've got that big Goodwin smoker, which is an offset iron smoker, all made out of steel, I rather. And, boy, I tell you what, it was a chore to get that thing up to temperature and keep it there overnight. And, you know, the celebration of life thing was at 11, so I had to cook all night. I went to U-Haul and rented moving blankets, and but they can get it's crazy. You can get a bag of six of them for $5 to rent, and so I grabbed those things and I blanketed the smoker with them. It took three of them, and I just doubled them and laid them over the top down. Didn't touch the firebox. I didn't want to catch them on fire because it's an offset firebox. But wrapped that smoker with those, and I tell you what, it made a huge difference.
Of course it did.
I was surprised how, because they're not terribly thick, but it was just enough to insulate it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it kept the wind off it.
Did you get 30, 40 degrees?
What? Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was able to hold about 270 through the night.
What a huge difference.
Yeah, it was. Versus 220, that's a big difference if you're cooking. I mean, my cook time was quote unquote normal, what I had hoped I would get.
You could just make one for it.
Yeah. Oh, I know. But you know, the only challenge was is you got the breather holes in the top, and you got to kind of pull those.
That's
blankets
why I say
back.
You could make one. You could you could buy like Home Depot sells these packing quilts.
Yeah.
If you get the really good one, it would only take probably one, and then you could cut out those rings and your bride could seam in the little
edge so it doesn't fray and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you and then sew up the corners.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have to be fancy.
Right.
And you just got to be able to open the door.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I was doing, was just flipping them back over the top and open the door. But yeah, but again, if you're looking, you ain't cooking, right? So you know what's going on inside of there. And I had my remote thermometers on, so I knew where the meat was going to be. And I only opened it once to wrap them at 150 degrees. And I shut her back down and worked them till they were done, you know? So it
was
good.
Well, you went in my project out there, the log building. I've just got a tarp over it for a roof right now because I'm not putting steel on. But
you could
cook in there if you wanted.
Yeah, right. Just anything out of the wind.
Yes.
And it was cold, though. I mean, there wasn't a lot of wind. I had it kind of tucked in the corner behind my privacy fence. But there, it was still so cold that it just knocks the crap out of that steel smoker. But anyway, All was good. We got it done in time, and we showed up. But anyway, so coming up next, Bob, you got one of your friends, an old friend of the show.
Yeah, Babe Winkleman, going to talk about late season hunt.
All right, stick with us. We'll be back.